Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we are back in 2018. We are doing Best Jungle Movie, considering Jumanji's just come out. Now, I've filmed this episode in Melbourne. I am now back in Sydney. So if you miss me in Melbourne, I'm sorry, but I'll be back there in late June or early July. More details of that, much closer to the date. So we've got a great episode for you today. We're doing Best Jungle Movie. Like I said, because Jumanji is how we decided to talk about the Best Jungle Movie. And we've got three guests, all Melbourne-based comedians, very funny guys. Go check them out if you've got the chance. Now, if you're listening to us on Podomatic, please give us a good rating and subscribe. But if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating or whatever the system is. I'm not sure. I'm not up to date with this kind of stuff anymore. For this podcast to work, I need your support. So make sure you like our page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you can donate money on Patreon, it only costs $1 to support this show. And there are some exciting perks if you sign up. So, example, if you donate $5, I will have your little image, like my image, in that week's Film Feuds image. And that's really cool. You get your own little animated character. I'll send the animated character to you, and you get the image on the episode. And there's so many more perks, and if we reach 250 subscribers, Film Feuds will become animated. We'll have a whole animated show. It'll come out weekly. I just got my drawing tablet, so let's see if it works. And more details on my new podcast, Unfiltered. Nothing like this. It's much darker, but in a very comedic way. It's just me ranting about whatever the hell's going on. And Game Grudges is coming back this year, but we'll be doing it most likely with a new host. I will be producing it, but I might not be hosting it. So stay tuned for that one. It's exactly like the Film Feuds format, just about video games instead. But more on that later. You guys aren't here to hear my opinions. You're here for movies, so let's get into it. This is Best Jungle Movie. You must be Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and I've got three really angry guests because I was really late to this podcast. I currently am in Melbourne doing this episode, and because Jumanji's been out in the cinemas and getting great reviews, we thought to do Best Jungle Movie. Now, these three guests never been on the podcast before. It's their first time. I'll get to them in a second. Just so you know, if this is the first time you've been listening to the show, well, this show is spoiler-filled. If you haven't seen any of the movies we are talking about, stop listening, watch those movies, waste 9 hours, come back, and realize that you've wasted another hour. But it's going to be a good fun. Oh, we've got some great guests. We'll start off with the person to my left. Josh, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
And which movie did you pick, Josh?
I'm doing Josh. Jumanji. Yeah.
And Jumanji, quick plot line for those who don't know.
There's like a board game, it has stuff come out of it from the jungle, and it's dangerous.
Alright, and are you on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, I got Facebook, it's just Joshua Webb, or Josh Webb Comedian, I think. And I'm on Twitter as Joshua Webb, that's Joshua, but with a W instead of a U. That's it.
Fair enough, and okay, so we got your movie. Next up, we got the person to my right, we've got Anaconda, right? Is that the movie you picked?
Yes.
And Peter Jones.
Yes, correct, Peter Jones.
Can I call you Pete?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, Peter.
Yeah, great, yeah. Perfect.
And Anaconda, quick plot line for those who don't know.
Anaconda is about a giant snake. It's about a film crew traveling into the Amazon jungle in search of an ancient Amazon tribe in order to film a documentary about them, but instead what happens is a snake eats most of them.
I think that sums it up quite perfectly, actually. Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, do you have any?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at Peter the Jones. I'm on Instagram at the Peter the Jones, and I'm on Facebook at Peter Jones Comedy. Wow. It is a very common name.
But you're the Peter Jones on Instagram, so you got the official one now.
Well, no, the Peter the Jones.
Oh, okay.
It's double V.
Fair enough. All right, and finally, Lucius. No, Logan. Logan. Logan.
That's an even cooler name. Logan, yeah.
I met these guys only a few days ago. Fuck off.
That should be a stage name.
Lucius.
Lucius.
I've got my stage name, Lucius Phillips.
What movie did you pick?
Full Metal Jacket.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
It's one of the many Vietnam War movies. Basically, it just follows a group of guys who've trained, like gone to military training in the first half of the movie, then the second half of the movie they go out into war, and it shows the brutal nature of going to war, basically, in Vietnam.
Excellent. And so what are you on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook?
Twitter, I'm Logan Phillips at Comedy Nerd. That's all I have.
Fair enough. You don't even have an Instagram?
Don't have an Instagram.
And are you the youngest one here?
Yeah.
And you don't have an Instagram?
Wait, the oldest
one. Youngest.
Youngest, yes, I am. Wait, no, you're younger than me, aren't you?
What? I'm 25.
No, I'm the youngest one here.
And you don't have Instagram?
No. I'm not a big social media person. I should get on it though. I've been told Instagram's.
Nah. Yeah. We're all right without you.
Okay, currently Lucius. Okay, so everyone's picked their movies now. Considering we're talking about, this is all tying into Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Have you guys seen it yet?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
And what are your thoughts?
I thought it was a really fun movie. It was a pretty good sequel. Not as much staying power as the first one, but yeah, not bad.
Same as Josh. It was a fun movie. I had a lot of fun. It was funny, but not much substance to it, really. It was a video game movie, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. I think it was like the Far Cry movie, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, cool. So now the way this game works, there are 7 questions. The guests do not know what the questions are. I will ask a question, and each person has about a minute to answer that question. Then they fight and decide who gets, and they have to convince me to get the points. And at the end of the game, we'll pick a winner, and that person gets the golden handshake, which is a handshake with 3 pumps. That's all it is, guys. Don't worry. It's not a golden shower. People have made that joke plenty of times before. I'm just going to squash it now. And at the end, we'll play another quick game called the Seizure Cards Movie Game, but we'll get to that later. First off, it's Film Feuds. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, first question, and we'll start with Josh. Okay, best lead character. Go.
Best lead character. I mean, it's got Robin Williams. He's like, he's a great comic actor. They didn't really let him improvise in this movie, but he's still real funny. Yeah, he's got like this crazy hair going on. It's cool. I don't know.
That's a good description.
I was in the debating team in high school, and we never won a debate. So
convinced me.
Okay, look.
Best character, probably Animal Lover. I love Animal Lover specifically because he's so blatantly racist and violent in the movie. But
you love that about him?
Let me finish. So he's so blatantly racist and violent in the movie, but then towards the end of the movie, when one of his crew members, who is black, I think I forgot what his name is, but he... 8-Ball, and he gets shot down.
Wait,
when he's getting snot.
Forgotten the black character's name.
It wasn't important enough. So,
we'll tell that to the NCCAP. Oh, I don't know how to say it.
So you like the racist character, and
you don't.
I should mention. Let them make their points because we'll get to the feuding in a second.
Okay. Right.
You can put me down.
I told you they're angry. They're really angry, guys.
But right at the end, when 8-Ball is getting sniped down and he's getting shot, like basically in the middle of the field, Animal Lover actually goes out to try and help him. And try and save him. Like, he risks himself to go out and actually go save him. I thought that was just actually a quite interesting dynamic they had in the movie, considering it's in, what, early 70s, late 60s? Yeah.
Best character... Well, it stars Jennifer Lopez. And this is, like, the year before she's in Out of Sight. This is, like, peak Jennifer Lopez. She kicks ass. She's a great lead. Who do you want? Robin Williams with hair? No. You want Jennifer Lopez... fighting a snake. That is where...
You had a crush on him in school, didn't you?
No. I had a crush on Ice Cube. He's also in the film.
Alright, so everyone's made their points. Take each other down. Go.
Well, I think that Logan quite clearly has said that he's a racist. His favourite character was a racist and he didn't bother remembering the black character's name. I don't even know what else I need to say.
I don't know. It's like I do remember.
Wait,
his name.
I think I know what Logan's problem with my lead actress will be. Her
she's
ethnicity.
A
yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say okay. No, she's not that in the movie. Why isn't she white?
Whoa, is that how you actually feel?
No.
I should mention that I'm the only non-white person here, so I'm feeling very intimidated right now.
I already described why I liked the character. I liked how the fact he was that at the start of the movie, and then by the end of the movie, you see that dynamic that he changes. And I thought that's very interesting, Pete. Stop trying to race bait me.
Hang on, Pete. Do you know any of the characters' names in Anaconda?
You
mentioned Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube.
That's it. You don't even know the name.
What's Robin Williams' character's name?
Alan Parrish.
There we go.
Yeah, great. See? Same. They're all named Alan Parrish.
He's white, though, so I haven't really bothered to learn. Oh, there's a cop. His name is Carl. He's black.
That seems like a guess.
What I see is that we both remembered the names. You haven't described what their actual names are in the movie.
I don't know if you've ever seen a movie like Anaconda before, but the only character's name that is important is that Anaconda. So the snake's name is Anaconda, and then there is a
like
series of actors.
First name Anna, second name Conda.
Yeah. And then the rest of them are just a series of actors who are in this movie.
Okay.
All right, you guys have made interesting points, but I'm going to rule one out at this point, and I'm going to have to go with Logie. Sorry, you're out on this one. But don't worry, that's okay. You got a chance to catch up. But it's down between Anaconda and Jumanji. Who are you leaning towards, though, Logie? This is a podcast, don't point.
All right, sorry, Josh.
Josh, okay, cool. All right, so we're leaning towards Jumanji right now. You guys take each other down, go.
Well, no. Robin Williams has this great arc. He's like scared of the game because he's like spent. Actually, that's something I've never really thought about. But he like comes out of the game like fully aware of everything that's in there. But what about like when he was a kid and he got sucked into the game? Wouldn't he have just died straight away? There's a lot of dangerous stuff in there.
Yeah, it's a real flaw with your film.
No. Alan's a real strong character. He's got good jungle smarts. But yeah, like he's scared of the game, and then he like comes through for the kids to save them. It's a good story.
Mine's got a big snake in it. I don't know what else you need. Well, there's a big snake, and the characters in my film fight the snake. Yours has too many. Like yours, if anything, has too many animals. Like you can't even focus at any one time on any particular animal, and they're mostly defeated.
So
we roll the dice.
So which character are you picking again, Jennifer Lopez or the actual snake?
Well, you know what? I want to change my answer because I think the star of the film is the snake. Like Jennifer Lopez is great in it, but you know, I think outshone at every moment by an enormous snake.
I think your film gets a bit of snake fatigue. At least Jumanji, you get introduced to a new animal, you get a bit of time to see what it can do, and then they bring in a new one when it starts to get stale. Yours is all snake.
Yeah.
All right, I think I've made my point. Decision. It's going to Jumanji. Jumanji gets the first point. Yay!
Yes.
All right, next question. We'll start looking on this one. Best scene in the movie. Go.
Best scene. To me, actually, it's before the movie cuts off and going into Vietnam when, I forgot his name is, he's the bigger guy who...
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Sorry?
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yes, him. And he finally snaps when he's after all the military training stuff and then shoots the commander then himself. I thought it was like a huge just... And it leads up to that. They show it, like, show him, like, sort of changing that movie. Then it hits that and it's just this whole... It sort of shows what can happen to someone when they sort of enter this situation. I thought it was actually quite a frightening scene.
John Voight plays the villain in the film, and there's a bit early on where someone's like, "Oh, snakes don't eat people," and he shows a scar on his face. He's like, "Oh, they don't." Anyway, he's great. But anyway, the best scene in the film is the bit where the anaconda at the end swallows John Voight while he's alive, then regurgitates him. He appears, slides out of the snake in front of Jennifer Lopez, winks, and gets eaten again.
Best scene for me is when the little kid cheats at the game and he gets turned into a monkey. It's real funny because Robin Williams has to like tear a hole in his pants so that the tail can come out. It's great.
Yeah, I forgot about that scene. Oh, okay. Take each other down. Go.
Your scene just doesn't make sense.
Well, in both of yours both involve people committing suicide. Mine's much more uplifting. I mean,
suicide.
Robin Williams eventually. You know what I'm saying? Mine's much more uplifting.
30 years later.
At least mine's killed by someone else.
Doesn't your movie end with the snake is like still alive, so they don't actually succeed?
I can't remember.
Isn't the snake the main character? The snake commits suicide?
No, the snake doesn't commit suicide. The snake would never commit suicide.
Snake's got some shit going on.
Snakes can't commit suicide. What are they going to do? Hang themselves?
Have you seen that thing? That eternal, like when the snake just eats himself?
Yeah,
Erebus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen in the film, so...
No, your snakes live forever because they eat the blood orchid, right?
Yeah,
that's sequel
look at
stuff, but
the mythology of the Anaconda series, it is in the sequel they do. That is why there's a snake orgy in the second one. Look, we don't even need to go into it.
I'm going to rule one out at this point. I'm ruling Jumanji out because I think tearing pants, not as good as suicide and getting eaten and re-eaten. So
yeah,
it's down. But who are you leaning towards in this argument? Are you leaning towards Full Metal Jacket or Anaconda?
I kind of like the snake, the thing like snakes don't kill people, and then everyone dies from snakes. It's got a nice irony to it.
All right, so you two take each other down.
Well, I think that if let's take your scene and put it in my film. So John Voight realizes the error of his ways and then kills himself on the boat, or in Full Metal Jacket at the boot camp, an enormous anaconda swallows Vincent D'Onofrio and then regurgitates him. He winks and then gets eaten again. Which is the better film?
If that scene was in Anaconda, it'd give it some more substance. I think it'd make the movie a little better.
Yeah, but with the anaconda in Full Metal Jacket, it certainly makes Full Metal Jacket better. There's no question.
No way. It just ruins the whole. It ruins the whole world. It's a realistic movie. Anaconda's not. No one gets eaten by 100 feet anacondas.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Oh, they don't?
They don't. My scene just has more substance.
Mine scene has someone and the anaconda swallowing a man.
No, but it just it's fun to watch
when you go to the movies.
You don't remember it.
I think you just gave the point because it is fun to watch. You go to the anaconda. Oh, yeah. All right. Next question, and we'll start with Pete on this one. Yeah, Tropic Thunder would have been a good choice, but you didn't. Okay, so next question: best cast, go.
Oh, look, we've got John Voight, we've got Jennifer Lopez, we've got Ice Cube, we've got a giant snake, we've got Owen Wilson, we've got Danny Trejo, yeah. We've got the hunter from Jumanji is also in my film, so you can't even get points for him. Yeah, he plays like the guy who knows about the Amazon tribe.
The doctor guy,
the Richard Attenborough type. Yeah, right.
Well, my movie has the guy who knows about the Amazon tribe in Anaconda. It's got Robin Williams, Bonnie Hunt, Kirsten Dunst, who went on to awesome films like Wimbledon and...
Spider-Man.
She was also in Small Soldiers. You might know her from that.
Spider-Man.
Oh! What's Spider-Man?
1, 2, and 3.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh, yeah, you do a whole joke about us. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, it's got a great cast. Also, the kid who turns into a monkey, he doesn't act anymore. He owns a bartending company. I did some really cursory research on Wikipedia. You can follow it up. He looks weird now.
Well, I got a bunch of mini snakes that sort of go around in the jungle. So you get a giant python, giant anaconda. Yeah. I've got a bunch of mini ones, I'm sure, slithering around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're credited as Mini Snake 1, Mini Snake 2.
I've seen them in the movie. In the movie, there's a real drill sergeant. He's a literal, like a real drill sergeant, and they get him for the movie. You can't beat it. That's my argument. You watch a real drill sergeant shout at actors.
There's like a ton more people in your movie that you could mention.
Oh, I don't know.
Logan literally cannot name a single one of them.
I don't know the names.
There's the black one. There's the racist one.
The fat one with the psychological issues.
They're all good. There's what's his name? Cowboy. He's a pretty interesting character.
Okay, here's a question. Have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
I've seen the movie. I've just forgotten the actors' names. I know there's Adam. Is Adam Baldwin?
Yes, you got one. Baldwin. Let's give it to him. Right.
I know it's Adam Baldwin.
But you don't get the point. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's Adam Baldwin.
Alright, everyone's made their points. Take each other down. Go.
I don't think Logan's seen Full Metal Jacket.
I've seen the movie. I don't remember everything from it.
When's the last time you watched it?
Last year. End of last year. Like October. Around October specifically.
Okay.
That's when I watched it. I just forgot.
Who directed it?
They're pretty disposable people in the movie.
Who directed it?
Stanley Kubrick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is a hack, so hack? You can have that.
You've... No.
Who directed Anaconda?
Who cares? The snake did.
I don't know who directed Jumanji. Don't ask me.
Wasn't it Zemeckis?
I'm the only one who knows the director. Only one.
Is it...
That's still not cast.
Yeah,
that's
the cast disposable. Like, most of them die. There's only two or three that, like, survive throughout to the end.
Oh, that's something mine's got going for it. All the characters survive.
Well, I guess.
I don't know. Does a
safari doctor dude?
Oh, he gets sucked back into the game, so presumably he's still alive.
Well, you got disposable characters, but they live. When you have disposable characters, you want them to die. Kind of like in Anaconda.
Yeah, and they mostly die.
Exactly.
So at one point in time, Owen Wilson gets swallowed, and you see the snake swim past, and you see his full body outline inside the snake. What do you want in movies?
That's cool. I like that.
So cool.
Point to Pete Jones.
Alright, I'm going to have to rule out, unfortunately, Full Metal Jacket, because you can only name one actor.
It's a good actor.
Yes, you can. Yes, he is. But these guys made a better point. So, it's down between Jumanji and Anaconda. Go.
As Joe Johnson was going to be my guess for who directed Jumanji, and it is Joe Johnson.
To be honest, can I interrupt? Yeah. I think I'm going to have to concede this one, because really it's Robin Williams holding up this whole movie.
Bonnie Hunt's great, though.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, Bonnie Hunt, don't give up so easy.
Fuck it, Anaconda wins.
Yes!
All right, so that's...
I should have chosen a different one. I should have chosen a movie that was just as funny as Anaconda.
What? Full Metal Jacket's fucking hilarious.
God, hysterical.
Alright, so it's 2 points to Anaconda, nothing for Full Metal Jacket, and one for Jumanji. Alright, there are four more questions.
Right.
Next question, and we're starting with Josh. Question is, best line of the movie.
Oh, it's when Robin Williams, like, he jumps on the cop's car and the cop starts yelling at him, and then Robin Williams goes, "What year is it?" You see it in a lot of memes. It's great. It's got good value for memeing.
Trying to think of a line. I can't remember a line.
It's the best line from Full Metal Jacket is "You got to put on that Full Metal Jacket."
That's the line. I'm gonna go with that.
It's and really in the end, we realized that we were all the Full Metal Jackets. Best line in Anaconda is a bit where they roll out the snake skin, and Ice Cube goes, "This snake's not this big." I don't know what accent that was.
The problem is, there are so many racist lines.
You were thinking of everything that every Vietnamese prostitute is saying.
I was thinking of that.
Logan, were you going to say one of the racist lines is the best line of the movie?
It's 80% of the movie.
Say it.
I can't say the line. Do the voice, man.
No, I did
one.
That wasn't racist. No one could tell.
Oh, what? So just because it's type of ethnicity, it's not racist?
Oh, there you
all right, go. So the... Me love you long time.
Racist. Best, so racist.
Best. Didn't do the accent. Just said
me
the
love
line.
You long time.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to rule one out. I'm gonna move on. Anaconda. Sorry.
Fair enough.
It's down between Full Metal Jacket, Me Love You Long Time, and What Year Is It? Two iconic sayings.
Well, it kind of is because that saying has actually lived on to this day. Like, even though people use it in a racist way, it's still a term that resonates with a specific group of people.
Well, I think you've argued my point, really. Your line is racist, and people use it in a negative way. My line brings people joy in meme format.
Does it?
It does.
I don't have anything else to argue. I can't argue for mine. I can't argue for it. I don't know what I mean.
Anything from the Jewel Sergeant. Like... "You dumb ass maggot, motherfucker," something like that,
I've forgotten everything he said
to you. Alright, so the point numerically goes to Jumanji. Yay! Alright.
Yes.
So Jumanji's on 2, Full Metal Jacket still on 0, and Anaconda on 2. Next question. And we're starting with Logan. Best poster.
Best poster. The one that has the helmet and has "Born to Kill" written on the helmet, and so they're in like a green, the helmet's green, it's got black and white, sort of, poster behind it. I think it's the best poster. I like that helmet. And I like the fact that it's got the helmet. It says on the helmet. Then it has like a piece symbol like right next to it.
Yeah, pretty cool. Mine has the anaconda eyes. Like, it's dark. It's all black. And then it's just got the eyes of the anaconda on it. It's so like something's coming to kill you. And it's not man. It is anaconda.
I'd rather a poster of like Ice Cube kicking the anaconda. That'd be a cooler poster.
Oh, we'll get to the argument in a second. Jumanji.
Jumanji, it's in typical family movie like format. It's got the cast, it's got all the animals, it tells you exactly what the movie is. It's good.
Alright, take each other down, go.
Well, I figure your helmet one doesn't tell you what the movie's about.
I think it
does. Yours doesn't hint at giant snakes at the very least. It tells you there is a snake in the movie. Mine just, you know what you're getting. It's a good advertisement for the film. It's a trailer in paper format.
Mine's telling you it's a war movie. What else do you need from the cover? A war movie about conflicting ideas.
The tagline for mine is, "When you can't breathe, you can't scream." It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, God.
But also, I feel like yours just says too much. At least yours is a good poster. Like, I don't want to support Logan in any way. I don't want you to ever win a point. I want you to go scoreless.
No, I might get
stuck. And I'm like, "Your war movie, what else do you need?" is a terrible argument for it. But I think that Jumanji just has too much, like, too busy. Like, you're just getting too much information.
Pete, I think yours is, yours sounds like it's trying to be, like, Alien or something. It's
it's a play on Alien.
But it doesn't tell you what it is. Is it an alien or a snake? It's not telling you it's a giant anaconda.
It says when you can't breathe, you can't scream, there are eyes, and then it says the word anaconda. You fucking figure it out.
Yeah, but you take the anaconda word away, it could just be an alien. It could be anything.
But you don't take the... Why would you take the title of the film away from a poster?
But you can take it off the poster, and it could be, I don't know. It doesn't have to tell you it's a snake.
Hey, actually, I don't know much, like, about biology, but are anacondas, like, constrictors, or are they venomous? How do they eat their prey?
Constrictors.
Okay. Then that line works. Cool. I was going to call you out on a technicality, and it didn't work.
All right, ruling one out, and I'm ruling out, sorry, but Jumanji's out of this one. Yeah. Okay. That's too generic, I believe. You did make a good point. It's like, I liked your point about how it's... conflicting ideas on the one poster. I liked how you said your movie's just a snake, right? But it doesn't say how big the snake is. So I'm leaning towards Logan, but let's see who's going to win this one.
Okay, so with my poster, you got a simple poster. It's simple. I like what my poster's simple. It's got the helmet. It's got Born to Kill. It's got the peace symbol on it. It shows you the conflicting ideas of war and how people who actually are participating in war feel about what they're doing.
Well, it's got a big snake in it. What else?
What
else do you want from a movie?
I
don't want, like, Born to Kill. It's war. It's about how there's conflicting ideas in war, about peace, and it's about war. It's like, who gives a shit, man? If there's a big snake around,
yeah, but forget the war. If there was a big snake around, you know what would bring peace?
That's why
everybody fighting together to fight a big fucking snake, man.
Stanley Kubrick is considered one of the best directors of all time, and that's one of his best movies. Anaconda, no one remembers.
Stanley Kubrick is a hack.
He is not a hack.
Pick a genre, cunt.
Best directors go from genre to genre. They don't stay in one. Your director, who directed Anaconda, probably didn't even direct number two and is never heard from again. You don't even know the director's name.
Nobody knows. He's forgotten his own name at this point. Even he's just like Anaconda guy when he meets people. And that, yeah, it was the last film he ever directed. He hasn't directed anything
since.
First
and last. That's it.
It wasn't his first.
But what was his first?
Doesn't matter. Like, it's a series of generic action films before someone paid him probably a little bit of money to direct Anaconda.
All right, Josh, who are you leaning towards?
I'm actually an English teacher, and I think Logan's dissection of the poster was pretty good. You could write a nice essay on that.
There's a snake.
There is a snake.
Okay. I'm gonna say why. Look, Logan's got the point. Yeah, all right, Logan. Okay. But I'll tell you why, because you said giant snake on a poster. What more do you want? Well, what more do you want? I saw a movie called Snakes on a Train. Not Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Train, which is about a giant snake that eats a train. It fucking sucked. And I went in because I saw the poster. I was thinking, yeah, it could be okay. It wasn't. So I'm going to give the point to Logan.
Because all I'm saying is, like, what more do you want? Just a snake. You don't need the train. That's where you went wrong.
Snakes on a Plane is pretty good.
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane is pretty decent.
Let's go to Plane. You got snakes and a plane.
And Samuel L. Jackson. Now it's Pete's turn. All right, I'm going to ask this question. It was going to be my last one, but because Logan is on one,
got one,
he might be eliminated out of this round. So, question is, best jungle to live in?
Any random jungle.
No, the jungle from your movie.
I thought you were just specifically like any jungle.
The Amazon jungle's pretty good.
Wait, isn't yours in the Amazon?
Yeah, mine is set in the Amazon jungle, which I think based on, well, the Amazon jungle is the Amazon jungle is vast, and there are certainly spaces in the Amazon jungle that do not include a giant anaconda that is out to kill you. Just keep away from the anaconda and you'll be fine. Yours is a magic...
We'll get to that.
My jungle is fine. It's been proven that a 12-year-old with no survival skills can live there for like 30 years. So I think it's probably fine. It'd keep you on your toes. But yeah, he's fine there.
My jungle has amazing food. It's also got a lot of history to it. You can go anywhere in the Vietnam jungles of Vietnam, and there's just a shit ton you'll be able to see, learn about a lot of things, and it's just got a lot of history there. Shits and shit ton of history.
I should redefine. It should be best jungle to live in from this point. So, because yours are set in the 70s. Oh, so late 60s. Yeah. So, continue.
Still best jungle to live in. Got some interesting exotic animals living in there. You might even see a tank or two. It's rusted.
Everyone's made their point. Everyone's now looking at each other going, interesting arguments. Go.
I think anyone gets points if their jungle has, like, prostitutes, but, mine's exciting. I think that gives me points.
Here's an interesting question. Do you think Robin Williams lost his virginity in the jungle? Just so.
To who? The hunter?
Well, no, there's other people there.
Monkeys?
Considering the sequel, you see there's other people there.
True, but at the time of the film, we don't know that. As far as we know, there's like animals. That hunter dude. Maybe we could bring in the Nickelodeon TV show spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, there's another like old dude there who sells stuff. But that's it.
With the Jumanji thing, the first movie, like when Alan comes back, he's got a huge beard. He's wearing basically like just Tarzan clothes. In the second movie, I imagine the jungle's kind of changed because it's turned like into a video game thing, right. And so there are a lot of people there. But from the first movie, from what I can tell, when he comes back, it's just no. He was by himself with a bunch of animals. That's basically like that's what it's implied when he comes back in the first one.
Well, first of all, Josh, your jungle kidnaps children. Bad jungle. Your jungle filled just like there's way more death in your jungle than in my snake jungle. And all you have to do is just not disturb the snakes. What happens is they go in and disturb the snakes and then they die. Like, that's the problem.
In the Amazon jungle, there is more than just snakes. You got bugs that can kill you when they sting you. You've got piranhas. You got a horrendous...
Oh, that's right. Let's give me Vietnam then.
That is in the Amazon. It's in the Amazon. That stuff, alligators. You got
You're in the middle of a war in your jungle.
Yeah, but the war is over.
Because it is now.
Oh, I've got a point. It's now.
Everyone survives my jungle. I think I said that earlier, but yeah. Like, how many people survive your one, Pete?
The entire nation of Brazil.
They're not in this movie.
They're implied.
Half the military in the movie. They survive. But they don't die because of the jungle itself. They die because of people killing them in the jungle. Which wouldn't happen today, because there's no war in the jungle. So no one dies in Vietnam anymore.
Oh, this is a tough one. And like I said, it is to be said now, so technically, if you for Jumanji, you can set it in current Jumanji jungle, which is full of people.
Yeah.
So, but for Anaconda, it's still the Amazon.
Vietnam is very hot and humid for people who don't like cold weather.
Amazon.
Yeah, I know, but it's on, I'm saying.
It's the jungle. They're all the jungle.
Yeah, but they're all humid and hot, so we're all even there.
What a good point.
My jungle has lions, even though that's factually incorrect. Does your jungle have lions?
No, because it's factually incorrect.
So yours is just make-believe. Our jungles are real, at least.
Mine's magical.
Yeah, but ours are real, so we can live there today.
Yeah, yours is magical in a bad way. Like, it's not a good
You've
magic.
Got lions there, and you got, not like, people.
What about those giant spiders?
Yeah, just if you don't disturb them, Pete, then you're fine.
There is a 60-year-old man with a rifle trying to hunt down a child. It just sounds like an
same
awful
as
jungle.
Yours. There's
no,
also
it's not the same. They're all the same age.
No children were harmed in the Vietnam War, says Logan
they
Phillips.
Weren't. They weren't. In the movie, they weren't.
Well, this is a tough one, but I'm going to have to rule one out, and I'm ruling out Jumanji. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Kidnap children and giant spiders, fuck that shit. Okay, but who are you leaning towards in this argument?
Jeez. I'm going to lean towards Logan on this one.
Oh, interesting. I was leaning towards Pete. Okay, so take each other down. Last sentence, go.
With the Amazon. The Amazon's boring.
Well, what a terrible argument.
It's
the
boring.
Amazon is a beautiful jungle.
It's beautiful, but so
filled
is
with
Vietnam.
Exotic creatures and an amazing
so
river.
So is Vietnam, but what Vietnam and the Amazon are basically the same, except that Vietnam has more history to it. Anywhere you go, you can find something like, oh my goodness, this is from 30, 40 years ago. This is, I'm living in an historical event.
30,
in
Amazon. 40 years ago? You can see untouched.
You got to remember, he's young.
Whatever.
You can see parts of the jungle untouched by man. You can see nature at its purest and finest.
And you can die. You can
in
die
in yours also.
No, but I don't have those like little flies that lay eggs under your skin.
Definitely, definitely have that.
That is not in Vietnam. I assume.
You know what? I'm just going to give it to Logan because we're just evens it up and then I don't have to go to tiebreaker at the end.
Which means anyone can win.
Anyone can win. Last question. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Last question. Anyone can start this one. Final question. Best plot. Best plot with overarching overall message. There we go.
Well, mine is war is hell, basically. And what's interesting is when they start, as I said, I'm really into this movie.
All right, Professor.
Listen here, all right? When they start the movie, it starts with like the training, you know, in the military academy and the training to go to the war. And you see their naivety and they're like, they're really like, they're joking around, they're excited to go. And then it cuts to after, the, you know, when, I forgot what his name is, who kills himself.
D'Onofrio.
Yeah, when he kills himself in the movie, then you cut to the war. And then it shows just how much they lose and how bad war is for them. And they're still kind of excited when they're there to begin with the Vietnam War. And then throughout the like towards all the way to the end of the movie, they lose people and they lose them in pretty horrific ways. So there's some awful scenes in that movie. And then by the end of the movie, it just shows them standing around in this just blazing fire. And also there's like a lady on the ground, a girl, I think who was a sniper who was trying to kill them. They go in to, you know, to try and take the sniper out who's killed at least three of their men. They go in to take her out and they realize it's just this like 21-year-old girl with the sniper, and they're just like they're contemplating whether they had to kill her or not. So I think my movie has like really deep substance.
I am in awe of that answer, but I think you'll find that Anaconda is
a snake.
All right, by the way, I'm going to judge this one on best entertaining answer, okay? So. but it's like
the question with that.
But I am a facet of all kinds of genres of film, so you did a good answer. All right.
I don't know if you've heard of a concept called global warming, but it's currently affecting the entire planet.
It's not real. Fake news.
and Anaconda is just... That is a condensed down version. Don't fuck with Mother Nature. That's the end.
Wasn't the tagline to some other movie?
Yeah, I think it was.
It's getting desperate now. It's just shoving movies together.
I'm going to answer in the same way that Logan did. There's a great progression. They start out so innocent. They're like, we're going to play this game. And then it like cuts to later. They're like adults and they're like coming to grips with how heavy this game is. And it's like destroying them. And it's really horrible.
What is the game really?
It shows a breakdown in humanity through the course of this board game. And it has a great message. Don't cheat at board games.
So
you're saying that Jumanji is just an allegory for the Vietnam War?
Exactly.
It was inspired by Full Metal Jacket.
So is Anaconda.
Hear that, Matt Pat of Film Theory? If you ever listen to this shitty podcast, like, talk about that one. All right, everyone's made their point. Take each other down. Go.
With Full Metal Jacket, and you know the story, it's dark. Obviously, it's a war movie. But what's actually interesting is the lighthearted moments they have throughout the movie. And they're lighthearted moments, but they're also got a dark substance underneath them. So there's a specific scene where it has that. What's that song though? Where everybody's heard about the bird, da 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 bird,
surf
bird, surfing bird. There's a, you haven't seen
another verse there.
Just bird.
No, we only got 8 seconds. We can use. Go.
Okay. And so you got the bird that hot, like that song playing over the tanks, just shooting out into the town, and all the soldiers are sitting down, hiding, you know, beneath cover, are joking around about John Wayne and stuff. I think that's another interesting contrast with the humor parts throughout the movie, but with an underlying horrific substance to them. So
I think you forgot the part where I told you that that Anaconda starred American sweetheart Owen Wilson, the funniest comedy star of our generation. No,
for those more listening, he's saying it with a complete straight face.
And I think what you find is that everything that you think, every theme you think applies to Full Metal Jacket also applies to Anaconda if you think of the Anaconda as the Viet Cong. So there you go.
But it's not.
But it could be.
It's how the Americans saw the Viet Cong.
It is
a large,
one long film class away from that being true.
Look, Jumanji spawned a TV series, a board game, a sequel, and also that Zathura thing that was kind of the same movie.
Zathura is great. I wish you'd said that one.
Not in the jungle.
It's
space is a jungle.
It's a jungle out there. No one can hear you scream.
The board game thing, that's part of the movie. It's not like it's a movie that's then turned into a board game. The movie is about a board game. And then it's like, oh, let's make a board game exactly the same as the movie.
Oh, it should have been best merchandise.
Oh, I'd win that hands down.
Oh, I don't know. Anaconda's got a soundtrack.
I mean, I do like a Killer Python, the gummy lollies, but no, I think Jumanji wins there.
I think you lose point the fact that Vince Vaughn's not also in the movie. Him and Owen Wilson probably would have made it a little better.
No, I think I gain a point from Vince Vaughn not being in the movie.
No.
I don't... Yeah.
He's the stronger part of the Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn team up.
Incorrect. That is the stupidest sentence anyone has ever said.
Vince Vaughn.
Ever. I'd be on the record saying that.
The history of film feuds. Okay, it's tough. I usually rule one out at this point, but it's too hard. Let's keep going, but make sure you have one sentence to take each movie down. One sentence each. So two movies, two sentences, but one sentence on each movie. Okay. Just make that clear.
I've not seen Logan's film, but he can't remember it, so it can't be that good. And Pete's film is very one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Pete's film's one-dimensional and has a false message about climate change. There is no message like that in the movie, and he's making half the stuff up.
I am 100% you don't know where Vietnam is, and I'm pretty sure you have not seen this film. I think you saw a poster one time, and you're like, that's my favourite movie. And Jumanji would also be better. Like, what I'm saying is that Anaconda is the better film, because if you put the events of Anaconda in both of your films, in which a giant snake eats the villain and regurgitates them, both of your films are better. If the hunter in Jumanji is eaten by a giant snake, regurgitated, winks at Robin Williams, better film.
Lazy
than the current film.
Lazy plot.
Lazy film. Lazy. He just recounted Vietnam War. He didn't even come up with
specific.
It.
You know what? Fuck it. Anaconda wins.
Yes. Oh, no, I know. Yes.
That was the most entertaining answer. Oh, wow.
For record, I have not seen the movie.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was a lot of fun. And you win the Golden Handshake. Yes. 1, 2, 3 pumps. There you go. All right. Now, because you won, you get to pick the actor or actress in this final game. The final game is called the Seiji Kaiser Movie Game. The way it works is you'll pick an actor or an actress, and we go around the table naming that movie that person's been in. All right? Now, you cannot name cameos. You cannot name movies that haven't come out yet. You cannot name TV shows either. Alright? Also, if we run out of movies, we all have to agree. You got 5 seconds to name a movie, and the last person has to name one more film to actually win. Alright? Ready?
Alright.
Who are you picking?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, that's a very good choice. A lot of films. And do you want to start off, or do you want someone else to start?
I'll start. Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. I'll go with Pulp Fiction.
Deep Blue Sea.
Jackie Brown.
All right, who's this character? Who's this guy? Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Oh, okay, then I'll go Star Wars Clone Wars. Attack of the Clones, sorry.
There we go. Well, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Snakes on a Plane.
Man Up.
What?
Let's see if I'm still in this game.
Okay. All right, so you're out technically, but we'll see if you're right. I'm going to say Coach Carter.
Hateful Eight.
Django Unchained.
Nice one. Fuck, what is it called? Old Boy. Yeah. You made it up?
Yeah.
Old Boy.
Unbreakable.
Coming to America.
Fuck! Okay, that was my backup. Okay, I just had it. Changing Lanes.
The Incredibles.
Kingsman.
Nice. What was the other one I just had? Robocop, the new remake.
I'm out.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
Between Logan
and I jump back in? Die Hard 3.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh shit. But no. Oh no. I don't have it in my mouth.
Okay, I got a name.
The Man.
I can't say that one. I think I'm blanking here and I might be out. You have to name one more.
What happens if I don't? Do I just...
No one wins.
No one wins. Can I jump back in? I've just going to do my IMDb page. I've got
a press. Oh, there's got to be one. I mean, there's got to be a few anyway.
bam, bam, no one wins. Okay. Yes. And that was a Supercars movie game.
The Man.
Yeah, The Man. I'm trying to think of another animated film. I just can't think of it. I'm sure he was in, like, Shark's Tale or some shit.
Oh, he was, yes, and it was a movie with him. The shark eats him, I think. I forgot what.
That's
Deeply
Sea.
That's the one I've been talking about all day.
The one that you wanted to do. I was thinking of Grand Theft Auto, but that's a game. So.
Oh, yeah, there was a, no, there's a movie where he is an LA cop, and they got his character to play the character in Lakeview Drive, I think. Or Lakeview
Terrace. He's in all the Avengers movies.
Oh, fucking hell.
But you said no cameos.
The first one, but he was credited in Iron Man 2, he was credited in Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of movies. Oh, far
We,
it just wasn't a memorable role.
Just like Full Metal Jacket. Okay, so that's been Film for You. Guys, hope we had fun. Did you guys enjoy yourselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, anything to promote? This episode is going out real soon, so.
Come see me at my Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. Peter Jones. Search it on the Comedy Festival website and buy tickets.
I'm doing a show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with two mates. It's called Neapolitan. Check it out.
Oh, because it's three.
Yes, you get to sample three different flavors of comedy.
Who's the vanilla one?
I'm the strawberry one.
How is that possible?
I've got red hair.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good call. Logan would also like to promote my show, Peter Jones, at the Comedy Festival.
Come see me at some open mics. No. I've got a show, Improv Against Humanity, which is basically an improv sketch show where you choose what we're going to be doing on stage with the game Cards Against Humanity. So you get cards, you can pick the worst thing in the entire world, and we'll have to do it on stage. So if that's what you're into, come watch it.
And when's that?
That starts, I'm not sure.
Just like his movie festival. He has no idea. Okay,
you just made up an improv.
I made
show.
Up an improv.
So this has been Film Feuds. Next week we are going to be starting the best movie of 2017, because we are in Oscar season right now. Guys, any predictions who's going to win the Oscar? We got contenders like Dunkirk, Get Out. I don't know if it's been nominated, but hopefully.
I think Lady Bird will win.
Lady Bird.
I don't watch films.
Apparent by your 99.5 choice of Jumanji.
I haven't seen any of the Oscar
I think
films.
This Full Metal Jacket film is in for a good shot.
Win it again. It should win it again.
So that's why we'll have better guests on that episode. Okay. And as like last year, it is a tournament, so we'll be doing four episodes. The three winners of the first three will get to the finals, and we'll decide which movie is the best of 2017. I've been CJ Kaiser. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at IamCJ. You can also follow the Film Feud podcast on Film Feud Podcast on Twitter or Film Feuds on Facebook. Thank you very much. See you next time.